Catechism question this week is number 65. What is forbidden in the fifth commandment? And the answer is, the fifth commandment forbiddeth the neglecting of or doing anything against the honor and duty which belongeth to every one in their several places and relations. Now, obviously, this is very closely related to what is required in the fifth commandment, which was the preserving the honor and performing the duty belonging to everyone in their several places and relations as superiors, inferiors, or equals. But the fact of that the commandment is given positively, and we have two commandments that are given positively, the fourth and the fifth. The first one, remember to keep. So remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, etc. And then the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, emphasizes a vigilance in paying attention to what we should be doing, whether it's on the Lord's Day, as in the fourth commandment, or whether it is with our father and mother, or others who are over us in the authority that the Lord has set up, or under us in the authority that the Lord has set up, or even equals as well, that there is an honor that is due to each one, and that there is a duty that is due to each one. So a duty, if you're in authority, to maintain that authority and to exercise it and serve in it for those good purposes for which the Lord has established that particular authority. We talked about that last week in the most obvious example, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is far above all principalities and powers, and yet in his perfect righteousness, he kept the fifth commandment, not just by honoring his father and mother, or by submitting himself to the high priest in the church, or to Pilate in the state, but also as the one who is in authority, he kept the fifth commandment by being among his disciples as one who serves and laying down his life for us, an honor that was assigned to us when the Lord chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And therefore there's this response, whether you're under authority or in authority, there's a response to the value that God has assigned to the one that you're under, or the one that you're over, or the one that you are equal to. Because the commandment is given us positively, it teaches us to pay special attention and to be very careful of showing that honor and doing that duty. This is different than if it was negative and it said, do not dishonor your father and your mother, but rather it is honor your father and your mother. So it forbids the neglecting of. What this means is that, in very practical terms, for you guys with mom and all day long, and with me when I'm around, is that you have to pay attention. You have to listen. If mom tells you to do something and then she comes back a little while later and asks why it isn't done, and you said, "I didn't hear you. I didn't know that you said that." Well, you just neglected the honor and duty which belongeth to your mom in her place as your authority over you, and her relation as her mother to you. So as soon as you start to hear that mom is talking, you give her your full attention. You don't neglect that honor. That's just one example of how we should be vigilant and careful and intentional. It means that when you're going to talk to mom or talk to dad, you Make sure that you are measuring your words, that using the respectful words that you can, and that you speak with a respectful voice, and that you make your face to match that cheerful heart that we were talking about last week and what the duty requires, that you're careful of all those things, but not just with mom and dad. There is an honor that is due to those who are underneath you. So if mom and dad go run errands or whatever, and one of you gets put in charge, that means that there's a kindness and a gentleness and a cheerfulness that is due in the way that you lead, because there is honor due to inferiors as well as those for whose sake you have been put in your position. So yes, there is a respect for the position that you have, but both you in your position and them in their position, and they in their position, should be giving honor to one another. This means, among other things, that you will live a very serious life. That doesn't mean a very sad life. Joy is better when it is deeper and weightier than when it is light and frivolous and easily evaporates into the atmosphere. But it does mean you will live a very serious life, because there will be this recognition of God and recognition of the value that God has attached to other people in all of our interactions. And it would keep us from being the sort of sarcastic and demeaning and continuously contradicting and verbally jousting or fencing. I guess neither of those things are done. Verbal battling, the kind of constant disrespect that comes from the flesh and that we so easily see arise in our family and that we can observe in others, which is one of the reasons why, as we were going through the qualifications for the overseer or for the deacon in 1 Timothy 3 recently, both were supposed to be the kind of man who isn't quarrelsome, the kind of man who is reverent and dignified and so forth, who is treating every other individual as someone who has been assigned a weighty value, is a person to whom honor is due. And then, of course, also we give a particular sort of honor to the position and not just the person who is in it. Being diligent and observant and disciplined in our hearts and in our interaction with one another is what's required in this commandment. And obviously, as you're listening to it and as you review the way that you think of and interact with other people, you're finding that you need God's grace to help you. This is one of the places where we do not do particularly well as a family, but we also rejoice over the perfect righteousness of Christ, and we are amazed at Him, and perhaps even have a little bit better of an understanding of what His profile or what His personality was like, as we can anticipate being with Him who is our righteousness that has been counted for us, and being made like Him, and how wonderful that will be in glory when we all honor one another and do our duty to one another and are led by Christ, who is over us all and is still, of course, perfectly keeping this commandment. Praise God.